Next, we have Russ.
This is a little one-shot through Mamoru's POV at the end of the Promise of the Rose movie. I was just rewatching the movie, and I felt compelled to write this, exploring Mamoru's thoughts and feelings when Usagi dies. Disclaimer, I don't own Sailor Moon or anything related to it, except for a Sailor Moon Barbie-style doll, which I might not even own anymore. She was in danger. My Usako was in grave danger. Of course, it always worried me when I felt that feeling in my gut, that elusive tug leading me to her. But this time it was so much worse. I was trapped inside a goddamn crystal, whatever, while my Usako was in danger, and all because of my friend, Fiore. Damn you, Fiore. Damn you! What do you have against her? She brought life into my life when I was lonely. She brings life into everyone's lives. She's like an angel, so warm-hearted and pure. I pushed in earnest against the crystal, but it wouldn't budge. If only I hadn't been injured protecting Usako. If only I hadn't been so weak that I couldn't escape from Fiore. If only I wasn't so weak that I couldn't break out of this crystal prison. If only! I gave the crystal one last push, putting all of my strength into it. Finally, a miracle occurred. It cracked! The fissure opened up, and I came tumbling out of it. Usako! I must find her! I must save her before it's too late! I run, as fast as I can, towards where my Usako was. I finally hear voices. The Senshi are lying on the ground completely still. This isn't good. Where's my Usako? I hear her before I see her. I hear her cries of anguish as Fiore drains all of her energy to nourish the evil Ksenian blossoms. I hear Fiore's maniacal laughter as he takes pleasure in her screams. I see her fall to the ground, not moving. I knew I should help her, but for the first time, I was rooted to the ground in fear. I carefully watch the rising and falling of her chest to make sure she's alive. The Senshi make last desperate attempts to convince Fiore not to kill her. They are futile. I hear him shout, and suddenly long spears erupt from his chest, all heading towards my Usako. Any one of them would have been enough to kill her, but there were so many. I knew it was now or never. Suddenly, the fear that had me standing stock still released its hold on me. I threw a rose with as much force as I could, and it hits Fiore in the chest. I only hope I'm not too late. I glanced over at my Usako and breathed a sigh of relief. The spears all missed her. Weak still from my wound and from relief, I collapsed to the ground. You chose them? Fiore asks, hurt.
Yes, I managed to choke out before I completely collapse.
I can hear Ksenian Blossom trying to convince Fiore to attack me, but I don't care. My Usako is safe, and that is all I can think of. Fiore doesn't attack and wishes we could just be friend once more. I'm sorry, I say, and I mean it. Fiore was once my friend, and I hate to see him corrupted by Ksenian Blossom. Fiore wishes me happiness with my choice, and slowly the flowers start to disappear. Fiore disappears as well, leaving us on a barren, empty planet. I hear Mercury and the others breathe sighs of relief, realizing Earth is safe. But suddenly it changes. The planet is breaking apart, and Fiore returns. Earth isn't safe after all. Fiore tells us this rock is programmed to self-destruct on impact with Earth.
You'll do no such thing, Ksenian!
I'd recognize that voice anywhere. I look over to where my love is struggling to sit up. I'm glad she's safe, but I hope she isn't planning to use her power. She's much too weak. But, oh no, that's exactly what she's planning. I see her brooch open up to reveal the Imperium Silver Crystal. The girls all cry out, begging Usagi not to use her powers. Don't, I say, with all the strength I could muster. I would object no matter what, but for God's sake, Fiore just drained all of her energy. It takes so much energy from her, and she doesn't have that right now. She tells us it will be okay. Why bother having the crystal if she isn't supposed to use it? But I don't believe her. I have a feeling similar to what I get when she's in danger. I don't think it will end well, but she's stubborn, my Usako. Once she set her mind on something, there's no stopping her. I see her turn, hands cupping the crystal, ready to access its full strength. Out of nowhere, Fiore's hand snakes out, grabbing the crystal, trying to tear it from her body. She detransforms, ribbons flying out behind her. They exchange words, but I'm not paying attention. Usagi shows him something, and whatever it is, it causes him to draw his hand away. Fiore cries out, and Ksenian screams as Fiore is healed. I wait with bated breath, hoping against all hope that she won't use the crystal, but I know she will anyways. She holds the silver crystal in steady hands, and for a second I think maybe it will turn out all right. My breath catches as I see her transform into Princess Serenity.
My love,
I whisper, awed all over again at how beautiful and strong she is. Looking back, I wonder if I could have prevented the outcome. I saw her call upon the powers of the silver crystal. I saw the protective shield form around the rock we were on. I went to her side as soon as she flinched. I swear I did, but it was already too late from that point. I poured all of my power into her, and I saw the Senshi get up and form a protective line behind us, giving her all of their power as well. All of their power flooded into my Usako, and she poured all of it into the silver crystal. I could see Usagi struggle with it, but I was already doing all I could. A pink glow emerged around the silver crystal, spreading until it covered the entire rock. I saw Usagi struggle again, the power of it draining her. I heard a terrible crack, and the silver crystal exploded into a million pieces. If I had known what happened, I would have been much more adamant in telling Usagi not to use the silver crystal. I knew something like this could happen, but I never thought it actually would. I stopped breathing as my Usuko fell backward into my arms, her beautiful cerulean eyes blank. I knew that she was gone as soon as the crystal broke. I could feel it. A sharp tug in my gut. I knew that she was gone, but I couldn't accept it. She was my life. I couldn't live without her. The other girls were shaking her and crying, but my face was blank. I was just holding her, my mind screaming with anguish, not being able to comprehend this. I didn't care if the world would be destroyed. I just wanted her back. God damn it, I wanted her back. I couldn't live without her. I couldn't. I hear Fiore appear at my side. I glared up at him. This is all his fault. If he hadn't been hellbent on killing my Usuko, she wouldn't be dead. Her energy wouldn't have been drained and she might have survived. Even better yet, I wouldn't have been wounded saving her and she wouldn't even be here on this godforsaken planet in the first place. And if Fiore hadn't been so stupid and weak, he wouldn't have been taken over by Ghassenian Blossom and Earth wouldn't have been in danger and none of this would have ever had to happen. Fiore hands me the flower of friendship with his life nectar in it. He tells me to give it to Sailor Moon, his thanks for her help in releasing him from Ghassenian's evil grasp. I want to thank him, but what matters most is getting my Usuko back. I drink the nectar and gently lean down to kiss her still warm lips. I hear the girls gasp as the silver crystal restores itself, but I don't care about that. All I want is my Usuko. Finally, when I feel her move, do I open my eyes. She blinks and sits up. My heart soars with joy. She's alive!
We saved Earth?
She asks. Yes, I say, smiling at her. It's so like her to care more about the safety of the planet than herself, even after she was just brought back from death. I know I will never forget this day, from the fear of seeing her nearly die, to the pain of her actually dying. But since I know now what it feels like to lose her, to be without her, even for just a couple minutes, I know that I will do anything to protect her. She is my life. My Usuko.
I realize this changes tenses a lot, going from past to present and back again. This all makes sense in my head, but if you find it too confusing, let me know and I can change it. I know not all things that make sense in my head make sense to other people. Please review.
Chagatry, what do you think of this?
This was very enjoyable. I'm so glad I got Russ to read a Sailor Moon fanfic.
Oh, I hate Sailor Moon. Why'd you do this?
Because I figured, like, 99% of Sailor Moon fanfics were, you know, complete shit. So, it made it easy.
I liked in the end she had a moment of self-realization that she... Things that make sense in her own head don't make sense to the outside world. let's be friend once more, Trigatry.
Okay. I don't know. A high point for me was, but oh no, that's exactly what she was planning. And then, okay. As far as acting notes, the thing is, at some point when you were mourning the loss of Usuko, You sounded very, very outwardly heartbroken, but not, like, inwardly. I don't know. I was hoping for a darker tone.
I liked your author's note. I always like your author's note reads. They're epic.
Yes.
I liked your maniacal laughter. It reminded me... this whole thing reminded me of kind of like an old-time radio play. Again, I thought it was a little bit too big and over the top for a narration, personally.
Yeah. Like when you were sad and everything about her death, I would have gone to a darker place as opposed to the just very sad sort of thing, and you're all like this. I probably would have taken it back and made it a little more distant from yourself, because you have to distance yourself from something like that in order to effectively tell the story. I don't know.
Like, when you're doing first person and it doesn't give you a license to just go crazy and act it, you still need to narrate it as in first person.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that are not doing that tonight.
Yeah. So the fact that, you know, this is the only note we can give you is a pretty good one. I think you only did one to fix a typo and you changed form to from, but that's all I caught.
It was okay for me. It wasn't my favorite, but it's not going to get you cut, so I don't think anyway.
I don't think so either.
I'm done.